Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the truck drivers out there, the men and women out there getting the job done, the tanker yankers, the suicide jockeys. Thanks for what you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, it is the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. There they are. Out in the street.
It is Monday morning.
They've come all the way down the steps to stand in the parking lot. All right. Okay, calm down. All right, there we go. Calm them back down again. Yeah, the parking lot next door is almost full again for a Monday morning. That's unusual, the hotel. So people are getting out and coming to Florida.
That's exactly right.
All right, you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, over the weekend, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo described as staggering the lengths to which China went to cover up suspected origins of the coronavirus pandemic at a Wuhan virology laboratory. Now, what he said was, and this is a quote, and we've got more, all the evidence pointed to COVID starting at the Wuhan lab. Dynamite stuff.
It really is, Captain, and of course, early on, we thought it was somehow, or we were told, I should say, somehow this came from a bat at a wet market somewhere in Wuhan, and none of those kinds of things added up, especially now that we know so much more about the COVID-19 virus. So what former Secretary Pompeo was saying really is explosive. It needs to be run down, but unfortunately, politics, as always, unfortunately, seems to really be getting in the way of having a clear understanding and at least perhaps some clear choices on how we go forward with this virus and the origins of it.
All right. And now we get to the dynamite part of the story, because this involves little Dr. Fauci and the NIH. And it's the little Dr. Fauci kickoff, so that you know that we're going to talk about little Dr. Fauci, because that little rascal, that little son of a gun, he came out and said that the NIH didn't fund any group or organization at all, period, emphasized it many times, right?
I believe so, yes.
Well, a biomedical professor has been sentenced to 37 months in prison for carrying out a scheme to use millions of dollars in federal grant money, which he got from where, Kyle?
from the NIH, I believe.
$4.1 million he got from the NIH, yep. And, again, they weren't lending any money to anyone from China. No, 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 weren't doing that. To advance research in China, according to our own Department of Justice. Now, this guy's name is Zhang Zhuangwu or some nonsense like that. I don't care, and I know I mispronounced his last name, but I really don't care. He was a former professor at Ohio State University. He pleaded guilty last November to lying on National Institutes of Health grant applications in order to use $4.1 million in research grants that he got from the NIH to develop the fields of rheumatology and immunology for China, according to the Department of Justice. Now, this is a direct a statement in response to what Dr. Fauci said. And obviously, Dr. Fauci has been caught lying broadside with this statement.
Well, you know, Captain, unfortunately, we don't know what to believe from the Wuhan laboratory there or the Chinese government.
Oh, yeah, we do. That's where all this stuff started.
Well, exactly. But what I mean to say is that if money went ostensibly for something else that wasn't directly for gain of function or these kinds of things, we don't know for sure exactly where that money would have ended up, because it has been so hard, Captain, to be able to audit the laboratory, to get any real evidentiary findings on just exactly what was going on at the Wuhan laboratory regarding coronavirus. And so, yes, there's a lot to continue to investigate here, and hopefully the officials are going to pick up the ball and start running with it on this.
They were sending live samples back and forth, which included live animals, which were the likes of which were rats, okay, that sort of thing, to the United States, and then the United States would send them back, and vice versa, and this was what was going on. But again, this was all part of a $4.1 million grant given to this professor by the National Institute of Health. So therefore, Dr. Fauci has been proven to be a liar.
Well, and of course,
and it didn't take much.
No, not at all. And of course, what this really points up to is the research that is going on for these kinds of things that are only designed for basically biological warfare that's very, very important as well.
Right, and folks, I found that at the Department of Justice. It's an article that I'll tell you where to find it here after we come back from the break. But you can read what I've read. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Woohoo! Well, we're back, and it's a Monday morning, and here we go. From all the news that's fit to print, we're talking about it. And breaking news as it happens, and we're watching the overnight wires, especially because of Israel and what's been going on there. Now, this portion of the program brought to us by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that I take that helps me to reduce the inflammation that I have, the problem I have in my left ankle and foot and leg. And by the way, it's working quite nicely. Thank you very much. Over the weekend, things went a lot better than what they have in the past couple of weeks, and thank goodness for that one. And by the way, the product that's in it, the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, does help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problems are you have, because it will alleviate pain by targeting the source. It'll go right straight to the source. Now, the best part about all this, folks, is it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product. It supports a healthy response to the inflammation, and it also helps you heal. Now, it comes in convenient individual packets, and it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Now, you get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Check it out. There's a video there to take a look at if you need to. It tells you all about it. And it's only $19.95. You get it started for 3 weeks. I mean, after all you got to lose is pain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Kamala Harris has got a big problem.
Yes, she does. She really does, especially if we are looking at some of these latest polls. that talked about her favorability, for example, compared to that of her boss. Otherwise, also, confidence, I believe, in her own ability, should she ever accede to the presidency.
Okay, now, I just did get a reminder from Liz. Thank you very much, Liz is in Elizabethtown. Well, that figures. Liz is in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. She said, where was the article about the Chinese professor? It was on Epoch Times, right, Kyle?
That's right, yeah, the Epoch Times.
Yeah, it's under China U.S. News, and that's how I found it. But it doesn't just stand out and bite at you. You gotta go in there and look in there and find it. But anyway, it's not looking good for the Dems right now, especially an honest rejection coming of Kamala Harris. Now it turns out, even with all the media effort to spin for Kamala Harris, Americans still aren't thrilled by her. And if you can believe that the candidate who had to drop out of the presidential race before she even got a single vote. Who was that, Kyle?
Well, that was Kamala Harris, yeah.
Yeah. Despite a huge media adoration and being from the largest state, is not popular even in the administration's quasi-honeymoon stage. It's a bit of a shock, don't you think?
Well, certainly. Certainly it is. You know, typically a vice president per se isn't too much of a hot commodity overall in the administration, or at least in terms of the public perception of the administration. But in this case, Captain, though, I think that Kamala Harris seems to have been caught up, of course, in the anti-Trump sentiment. We got to elect Biden. He's not Trump, and this kind of thing. So she got there. However, I think once people really have taken a look, and they took a look in the campaign. I'm so glad you mentioned that. She dropped out, basically. That was it. She was just not getting traction at all. And a lot of her policies seem kind of strange and weird and this kind of thing. But now she's where she's at, does the public really have the confidence that she can step into the role? That is the $64 billion question at this point.
Well, the business community doesn't think so, because the poll coming from The Economist, a YouGov poll, found that 48% to 41%, they had an unfavorable view of her. While the poll was split along party lines, Democrats having a 74% favorable versus 19% unfavorable, and Republicans having 84% unfavorable versus 12% favorable, it was the independent voters that gave Harris an unfavorable opinion, from 57% to 32%. So that was a 25% difference. More think that she's unfavorable, just to be where she's at now.
Well, right. And, you know, some of this might even be just a little bit different. If when it was announced that she was going to be essentially the border czar, coordinator, whatever, that she would have actually done something, or
yeah,
at least gone to the border,
yeah,
something like that. But even that's not enough, just to name her that.
Well, maybe the problem could be Kamala's ideology. That's just a problem. But how about this? As to how, whether or not she's truly the real deal, she's almost as bad as Hillary Clinton with her numbers.
Well, yes, that's exactly right. And it remains to be seen, but obviously there's a lot of talk about how President Biden is doing, and will he serve the full 4 years? Will there be a 25th Amendment action? Will he step down for some other reason, a quote-unquote health reason, whatever it might be, and then suddenly she would be the president? This doesn't bode well right now. Because,
well, the battle cry is, remember Tulsi Gabbard?
Mm-hmm.
She destroyed her in a debate.
Well, exactly. Yes.
Yep.
Yes, very much so. So it remains to be seen. But at the same time, though, the Biden administration is not doing well overall. Now, it has favorable media coverage, that's for sure. But the American people across the highways and byways can see that the world is on fire. The gas issue, the reaction to the gas issue is
well.
Very
we'll get to
well.
We'll get to all that a little bit later. But right now, I want to talk about Elise Stefanik.
Mm-hmm.
Because the elevation of U.S. Representative Elise Stefanik from upstate New York the chairwoman of the House Republican Conference has done more to refocus the Republican caucus and the media back on the disastrous and ill-conceived policies of the Biden administration. But Democrats are already deflecting from their Marxist agenda, relitigating everything that Trump did, citing Stefanik's rise in power because of him.
Well, the media are very concerned that President Trump, or at least Trumpism, and maybe that's a better way of putting it, and the ideas that President Trump put into play. Now, by the way, these were ideas that enjoyed a lot of support, by the way.
I got the numbers.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah, and they're very, very high.
A CBS News poll, shows that 90% of the Republicans polled agree with Donald Trump's policies. Now, it gets better than that. A view of the state of the Republican Party, which is very strong. President Trump has a stronghold on the GOP, so says CBS News. 80% of the Republicans agree with the removal of Liz Cheney from GOP leadership, and only 20% disagree. The poll also shows that 67% of Republicans said that they do not consider sleepy Joe Biden to be a legitimate winner of the 2020 presidential election. Now, I agree with that statement 100%, but just look at the facts and the data. And by the way, the president did send a message out yesterday through his Save America PAC. And he said there is no way Joe Biden won the presidency in 2020.
Well, again, this is going to be part and parcel, obviously, of the upcoming midterm elections and then, of course, the presidential election.
Well, every time he says that, they tear him apart in D.C., the mainstream media. But I hate to tell you this. Well, I don't hate to tell you this because the listeners know this. There was something to all of this, and we're going to break down because it's coming up here. I can't do it right now. But when we come back, I'm going to break down what they're finding out that you're not hearing about, Kyle. Nobody's hearing about this in Arizona with the election.
The audit.
Yeah. Nobody's hearing about this. And I've got a whole bunch of stuff that have already been reported that you haven't heard a word about.
Well, exactly. And a lot of these things, while not changing the outcome of the election or any of those kinds of things, that will propel people to say, wait a minute. Now, if something was really fishy here, it takes away, it disenfranchises the American voter in general. And that's obviously something that we want to make sure never happens again. But basically, as you were saying, these very high numbers for President Trump's policies, this terrifies the media, terrifies the Democrat Party elite. So they have to continue to do this big dog and pony show about, you know, President Trump, and he tweeted, and he did this, and he said that, and on it goes, in order to distract you from the terrible policies that hardly anybody agrees with from the Biden administration.
Let me just tease what's coming up here, folks. Nobody's told you, you haven't heard a word, about the fact that the Maricopa County Supervisor of Elections, a Democratic elected official, deleted a whole database of voters. Why do you think they did that? Why do you think they did that? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that mask wearing and social distancing should continue in the nation's schools, at least through the end of this school year. That guidance coming days after the agency adjusted its guidance for fully vaccinated adults, saying they don't need to wear masks indoors any longer, except for in crowded areas. The CDC says the reasoning behind keeping the school's guidance in place is most school-aged children are not vaccinated. The Pfizer vaccine was recently approved for use in children ages 12 to 15. And the deadline for filing federal tax returns is Monday night. The Treasury Department added an extra month to the deadline back in March to give people more time to file amid the pandemic. The deadline has been pushed back even further for residents of Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas. Their deadline has been pushed to June 15th as a result of the federal emergency declarations during February's winter storms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
That's my buddy Mark Walters on Armed American Radio. Many of you heard him last night on many of these same radio stations, and you'll be hearing a little bit more from him in the future. He and I are cobnobbing something here, and we'll tell you all about it once we get it done. But this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, moi, your friendly talk radio host, the captain. And yes, they've saved me a lot of money over the 18 years or so that I've been with them. Now, your local Geico office can also help you find coverage for almost anything you own. If you don't want to go through the office, you can certainly go through the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. They'll ask you for your zip code. They'll give you a rate on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. And here's where the kicker comes in. They've got homeowners, renters, and condo insurance as well available to you. Now, if you really want to save money, you bundle your insurance with your homeowners or your renters insurance. You bundle it, and that's how you save money. And it does save you a bunch of money. Plus, knock on wood, once you get there, and that was the wood, once you get there, you'll be able to save money too, 10% a year as a safe driver. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. How'd you like my wood?
It sounded good, yeah.
Yeah, it was wood.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it sounded good. All right. The mainstream fake news media is doing everything they can to not cover the election update and the investigation going on in Maricopa County. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, because you never really hear a whole lot about that.
Well, you're about to get your ears full. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, an entire database, folks, was deleted, and the number of ballots in the boxes are not matching the numbers indicated on the pink report slip for each box. What's that tell you?
Well, yeah, there was, can we say hijinks? But, obviously worse than that.
Hijinks?
Yeah.
Hijinks. they got rid of a bunch of illegal votes, ballots that were there.
Yep.
That's what that is.
Yep.
That they didn't want anybody to see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just part of it. It gets worse, and I'm going to continue here because I got 8 points, and that was just point number one. All right, point number two. As of May 13th, 20% of the county has been completed. An error rate, you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
An error rate of 17.5% has been discovered. The legal limit by law is 0.0001%.
Yep, that is really significant.
And what does that mean?
Well, it means that obviously there's a huge amount of error involved in this.
But does it mean we have another election? No.
Well, no, obviously no.
But it certainly means there's going to be something changed about all of this. All right, so here comes number three, and this is another one that you just got to scratch your head. Dominion voting machines ran the election, not Maricopa County election officials.
And that's also should never be.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Maricopa County attorneys have refused to provide the passwords, possibly because they don't have them, to the people doing the election update.
Mm-hmm.
Now, number four, most of the ballot boxes were sealed with regular Scotch tape and not the secured tape that you can't tamper with because it's got ribs in it, and in order to pull it off, you got to pull it off in pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So
very interesting.
Yeah, so that's got the seal was tampered with. That's obvious. Number five, many instances show when there is a disparity between the actual number of ballots contained in a batch and the total written on the pink report slip. In most cases, the number on the slip is greater than the number of ballots in the batch. Hmm.
Very interesting. Captain, I think that one of the things that will come out of this, too, as I said, it will propel change, generally speaking, but the mainstream media, the far left, and especially far left commentators will just attack all of this as being some kind of, it'll be falsehood, it'll be this and that, and that's one of the reasons why they laid it on so thick at the election time.
And I'm not done. I got three more to go. Number six. As the audit has progressed, the audit contractors have become aware of apparent omissions, inconsistencies, and anomalies relating to the county's handling, organization, and storage of ballots. Again, that's highly suspectful.
Yes, very, very suspicious, absolutely. Yes.
Then you've got number seven, the Maricopa County attorneys have refused to produce virtual images of routers that were used in connection with the general election.
That's also huge because, again, we had all these reports that these machines were getting connected to the Internet, basically.
They were.
And so to be able to try to forensically examine where those connections originated, where they went through, and where they ended up, that would almost be the ballgame at that point.
If Dominion Voting Systems was running the election, which is what I just told you in point number two, then obviously, guess what? They had an Internet connection.
Well, sure. It just seems to follow. And that's why this investigation is so very important.
Yeah, and unfortunately they think we're stupid that we don't know what we're talking about here. But here we go. Number eight, the last one. The bags in which the ballots were stored were not sealed. None of them. And the audit team has found at the bottom of many boxes cut seals of the type that would have sealed a ballot bag. What the hell were they doing there?
Wow. I mean, this is just, it's becoming overwhelming, obviously.
Well, Again, the fake news media is doing everything they can to not cover this story. Maricopa officials are not even being cooperative, and all indications show that they have something to hide. Did I not say that in what I just repeated?
Nope, exactly.
Now we go to Michigan. You won't believe this one. Hold on to something tight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in Michigan, the error rate was found to be 68%. 68% using the Dominion voting systems, and that comes from the Washington Times. And again, the margin of error, the legal limit, is 0.0001%.
Well, you know, to see the severity of this or to demonstrate it, simply flip it around and say, Donald Trump won the election, but all this happened against Biden.
Yeah, and let me go to the phone lines real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Paul from Nyack. Captain, I think we now see why it was so important for Pelosi to try and impeach Trump when he was no longer president.
Because if
this all comes out, and it turns out that it was just a total scam, they could have fallen back on, well, we impeached him anyway.
Yeah, but I told you all of this at the time it was going on, that there were shenanigans in the mix. We just didn't know what kind. Now we're finding out exactly what kind and where it was at.
Right. And so people could say, hey, this was all bogus, but they were going to be able to come back with, well, he was impeached anyway, so it doesn't make a difference.
Yep. Well, we now understand.
I wanted to put my two cents in.
We now understand who needed to be impeached. It was Pelosi.
That's it. But as they say, what difference does it make now?
Yep, that's it. Thank you very much. Yep, well, all we got to do, folks, is you got to remember, we're not out of the woods yet. We've got to get this straight this time around. Right now, right here, this year, 2021. Tell me I'm wrong, Kyle.
You're not wrong.
Okay, well, I'm glad I'm not wrong. But but here's the deal. We have to get this straight, and we can do it. We can do it. They're already around the different states where they had the problems. They're already doing election reform coming up through the legislative process the way it should be. We're going to have some new laws in place. The Democrats aren't going to like it. They're going to fight it. They're going to try to sue the pants out of everybody to see to it that they can stop this stuff from going on, but they're not going to be able to. Why? Because we, the people, want it. And the judges are aware of it. And they know what I just said is true.
Well, exactly. And, of course, the idea that election reform is coming down the pike or being implemented, that's why they're calling it racist. Because they know they can't have these things in place because it makes it so much harder to cheat. It's not disenfranchising voters. It's not trying to restrict voting or any of those kinds of things that you hear. It is simply in order to maintain the ability to do those shenanigans.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, folks. The country is not doomed. We're not out of the woods yet. But we can pick ourselves up by the bootstrap. Every one of us is listening to this program. We can get involved somehow, some way, whether you give them money, whether you give them your time, whether you wave a flag, whatever you do, the different groups that are out there. If you don't want to do it with a political party, do it with one of these community patriotic groups and get involved. Call your congressman. Call your state reps. Tell them what's on your mind. Believe me, their phones are ringing off the hook, and we got to keep it that way. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, New Jersey cowgirl, by way of Georgia. She and her husband, Don, run the Double D Ranch. That's a horse ranch up there in Carrollton, Georgia, where they also teach equestrian and western riding, and they stable horses there, so check them out if that's something you want to get involved in. They can certainly help you out. Now, also, that's just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hooah goes out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Thanks for standing on that wall for the rest of us. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops, where if you pull in there at this time of the night and you tell them you were listening to Captain's America Third Watch, you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Then after you do that, make sure you join the Drivers Club, because you'll get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies that you buy in the trucker store. And it adds up real quick, and it's just like having a bunch of money stuck in the bank for you. You can use it anytime you want to save money on your next venture. All righty, here we go. It's going to be a Jefferson Starship night. We'll be right back. goodness. How long ago was that from, Kyle?
Well, Captain, that goes back to 1981.
I'm telling you what, they were just getting with the program there, Jefferson Starship, and that was one of their big all-time hits, by the way.
Well, that's right. Came off the album Modern Times, which saw the return, I think, of Grace Slick back then.
That's right. And she was right there. I saw her doing her thing. She was the other high voice that was in the picture. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm going to read the statement and then turn you loose. Several severe thunderstorms capable of producing very large hail, damaging wind, and possibly a couple of tornadoes will be possible Monday afternoon into tonight. Monday night into Tuesday morning over portions of the central and southern high plains through southwest Texas. Now, a heavy rain event with flooding is also expected in the southern plains into western Arkansas through the end of the week. Now, what's going on out west, Kyle?
Well, Captain, we've got a pretty quiet map tonight, which is actually a pretty good thing. We do have a couple of wind advisories in Southern California to tell you about. We've got a wind advisory down in the Anza-Borrego State Park area, but also, of course, if you're coming through Desert Hot Springs, Banning, or Palm Springs, you've got a wind advisory. Also, if you're out in the high desert, if you're in the Lancaster area, you may also see winds maybe up to 20-30 miles an hour at times, so you want to be careful of that. There's also a fire in Southern California right now. It's called the Palisades Fire, so if you're near Los Angeles or if you're coming up Interstate 5, you might see some of the smoke as it might blow into the Los Angeles area there. No containment right now. It's burned about 1,300 acres. They even think there could be a suspicious cause of this fire, but it's been burning for the better part of our Sunday here in Southern California. Other than that, we've got a quiet map tonight, with the possible exception up in northeastern Montana. We have a fire weather watch going over to the border with North Dakota and Canada.
Well, we've got rain and we've got flooding going on right now across the central part of Kansas, over down south of Goodland, Kansas, about 40 miles or so. We've got flood warnings down in there from heavy rains that they've had earlier in the day. They did have some big thunderstorms in there and a lot of rain, and a lot of these small streams are over their banks all the way across to Omaha and just south of Omaha, pretty much along, Kansas City, rather, and then as you get up towards Omaha, there's some streams over the banks up there with some small stream flooding being reported. So 29, you're going to have some issues in Kansas and Nebraska, and coming across I-70, you're going to have some issues. Now let's go down into Oklahoma, because in Oklahoma, the central part of Oklahoma, we've got a lot of flood warnings going on right now from heavy rain that they've had, and it may still be raining there in some of the areas. But I will say that in the eastern part of Texas, around Sweetwater in particular, you've got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings up right now. You could have something else mixed in there with it, because I can tell you that down south of Houston, offshore, it looks like as if there may be some severe weather down there headed towards the shoreline as we speak. But Dallas Metroplex, you've got rain and flood advisories there, too, for flash flood watches through there. Going up to Michigan, on Lake Michigan tonight, half of Lake Michigan on down towards Grand Rapids, you got fog, severe fog, dense fog on Lake Michigan, so it's not a great night to get out on the water. Certainly can't see anything, and the fog makes it even worse. And then, of course, taking a look over here at the East Coast today, we've got some windy conditions along the west side of Florida, all the way from Big Bend on down to Naples and a little bit below that, and there should be some gusty conditions down in the Keys today in Florida, and that's what we're looking at right now. But be advised, if you're traveling along I-20 tonight or I-35 from about Austin all the way up to Oklahoma City, you're going to be in and out of rain and in and out of some conditions where it looks like as if there's going to be some flood watches, possibly some flood warnings. And then coming east along I-20, get over there around Sweetwater, and you're going to have some, and Abilene too for that matter, you're going to have some possibility of severe thunderstorms still in the mix, and that could be where the severe weather comes out today, Kyle.
Yes, exactly right. Yep.
All right, well, tell us about Flying J.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, folks, don't forget, you hear the Captain all the time telling you to get into the Driver's Club there at the Pilot and Flying J. You can download the app. That's the My Rewards Plus app. Professional drivers can earn up to 4 points per gallon after only 6 fill-ups when they activate the tiered points program in the app. It's real easy to do. Go to pilotflyingj.com. You can download the app also from the App Store or get it on Google Play as well. I believe it's free to join in the app, and you'll also be able to do things like reserve a shower, other amenities, and RVers. They've also got special amenities for you as well. They've got the special fueling lanes. You've got your sanitary RV dump, also overnight parking as well. Go to pilotflyingj.com. You can also find their locations quite easily there.
All right, well, I got to update some folks here in Oklahoma and Texas, from Wichita Falls on up towards Lawton, over to Durant, and then up into Clinton and Woodward. You have got marginal conditions tonight for what could be 60 to 80 mile an hour straight line winds, golf ball size hail, and a possible tornado in that area. So please pay attention to the weather radios. All right, Kyle, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Hour number 2. And we got a lot more to talk about here, including what's going on with these masks and the critical race theory. And parents are speaking out all around the country right now. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.